Where do you feel movement when you inhale? See if you can just keep your breath however it is without interfering or controlling it. And allow yourself to answer the question, where do you feel your breath? Just with your first thought. So don't do any editing, just notice where you feel it, and it might be anywhere. And then bend your knees and stand your feet. And tilt your knees in and out until you find the place where there's really a nice balance. You don't have to work. The place where your legs just feel like they're supporting themselves on the bones of your legs. And begin to, on your inhale, expand your chest as much as possible. And after you've inhaled and you've expanded your chest as much as possible, just wait. Just stay there for a moment. And then when you need to breathe again, just do it. And try this a number of times. You inhale and you feel that your chest gets bigger. And you wait a moment, just kind of pause with your chest big and your inhale held, and then let it go out. Now, as you do this, talking about your chest, your attention is on your chest, but maybe think more about the upper part of yourself, so the front and back of your chest, and see when you inhale and your chest expands, what's happening in the area of your back, that's your upper back, your place between your shoulder blades. And see if when you expand your chest, you can do it in a way that it expands in all directions and your back goes back. So you inhale and the front of your chest goes toward the ceiling, but the back of your chest goes toward the mat. So those two things happen at the same time. And don't try to push your spine to the mat. Just, you know, maybe you imagine it, or you move your attention around and think about the possibility of it happening. That's fine. Let it go and rest. You can let your legs be long if you'd like. You let your breathing return to normal or return to a kind of uncontrolled breathing. And then bend your knees and stand your feet. And come back to that same movement. Inhale into your chest, expand the chest, so that you feel the front go up and the spine go down toward the mat. And maybe you even have a sense of some side-to-side expansion, like your ribs move apart from each other underneath your arms. And of course, this is a small movement, but it is a movement, and so you want to be doing it in the easiest way possible. And that might mean checking where your feet are so that you're not working to hold your legs up. Or checking in on your throat, your neck, your shoulders. What does this movement mean for your shoulders as your chest expands, as that whole area, that cylindrical area at the top of your torso expands? What does that mean for your shoulders and your shoulder blades? And let that go and rest. So, no matter how familiar or unfamiliar these movements are to you, there's some improvement that can be had. And it's subtle. Finding these movements, it's fine work. So rest as much as you want to. And don't get caught in this idea of trying or accomplishing. Anytime you want, you can pause and imagine the movement a few times. You can skip a little of what's going on in the room if you want. Really give yourself a lot of time and space, because it's not immediately apparent how to get to some of these movements. And that's okay. So bend your knees and stand your feet. And take a breath in and hold it. And then with your breath held, do the movement of expanding your chest and letting it come back to where it began. And of course, whenever you want to take a breath, take a breath. Maybe take a couple breaths and then come back to it. And as you work with this, you might be able to do 5 or 6 movements of your chest with one breath held. But don't feel like that's the goal. Just, you know, you see what's possible and then work with it. Having this sense that the whole area in your upper torso expands in every direction. So you keep in your picture of what's happening, that your back goes back. Let that go, let your legs be long, and notice your breathing. Just take a few moments to let your breathing settle and to see what's different about it now. And if you need to keep your, if it's more comfortable for you to have your feet standing when you rest, of course, you're welcome to do that. As you notice the different sensations and any changes that are going on, make sure that you keep your attention kind of wide ranging, because the kinds of movements you're doing will affect your posture, your uprightness in standing, the way your back feels, your hip joints. So you don't have to decide cause and effect, you just notice how you are now. Bend your knees and put your feet in standing, and bring your fingertips to your lower abdomen. So around your belly button or under your belly button, and you can let your elbows rest on the floor. You can bring your thumbs with your fingers. And sense the movement of your breath, whatever that is. Now, the next time that your lungs fill, compress your chest with your breath held. So your lungs fill just normally. You don't have to take a deep breath, just they fill. And you hold that breath, and then you sink your chest a little. And as you sink your chest, the air that you're holding has to go somewhere, and where it goes is to your abdomen. So you'll notice that you sink your chest and your abdomen gets rounder. And if you're still looking for it, you want to play with it a little, you can play with the idea of actually expanding your abdominal area in the same way that you were expanding your chest. So this idea of it goes forward toward the ceiling, it goes backward toward the ground, it expands side to side, your lower ribs expand. You just a natural, easy breath in, hold the breath, and when you sink your chest, you'll feel how the air goes down and your belly, your abdominal area gets bigger. And you'll feel your fingers rise, of course. That's a nice piece of feedback. When your abdomen gets big, your hands will go up toward the ceiling. And if you want, you can exaggerate that movement a little bit so that you're actually helping your abdomen by using your muscles to get big and round. So your abdomen goes forward and back and out to the sides. And let it go. Let your legs be long and rest. And sense the movement of your breathing now. What do you feel in your shoulders and shoulder blades now? And if you have props under your head, there's this funny way that these kinds of movements can lengthen your spine. So be sure that you keep checking to see if you need more or less, probably less, but keep checking. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let your lungs fill, depress your chest, and then exhale by pushing your belly out. And when I say pushing your belly out, of course, I mean expanding your abdominal area in all directions. So you're still going to have that sense of the lower back going back toward the floor as your lower abdominal area by your belly button goes forward. Pushing your belly out to expel the air. And let it go. Take a rest. Check in with your throat now and see. Our throat is usually kind of unseen, the muscles in the throat. So because it's part of your breathing apparatus, you're using it now, but see if there's something some kind of attention that you can bring there. Maybe there's a way to reduce some effort in that area, maybe your neck or your throat. You can try that mentally, saying ah, and see if that changes the musculature in that area. Or very, very slowly roll your head a little bit side to side. And leave your head in the middle and feel your contact with the floor. Then bend your knees and stand your feet. And notice the way your breath is moving. And take a breath, fill your lungs, and hold your breath. And with your breath held, begin to do this movement of depressing your chest, making it smaller, and pushing your belly out. And then pulling your belly in and letting the chest expand. So you take another breath whenever you want to. And then you come back to it and you take a breath and hold it. And with the breath held, you seesaw your breathing between the chest, or you seesaw the breath between the chest and the abdomen. So one is big when the other is small. And you keep checking for this back going back when an area is expanded. So when your belly is expanded, if you find yourself arching your lower back, then slow down and find a way to at least imagine that when your belly is expanded, your back goes back, so you have less arch. And the same thing in your chest. When your chest is expanded, it's expanded in all directions. You'll feel your chest get wider. Your shoulders go down toward the floor. That's good. Let that go and rest. Are you a little bit flatter to the floor now? Is your chest a little bit wider? And is there something about your uncontrolled breathing, your uninterrupted breathing, that's changed so that it's maybe a little easier? You're engaging a lot of places that maybe you don't use so much, but you could use for your breathing. So there are a lot more options for easy breathing now. Bend your knees and place your feet flat against the floor. And take a breath in and hold it and do that seesawing back and forth like you did before with your chest big while your belly is contracted and then your belly gets big and your chest is depressed. And you can maybe do it once through just easily and then pause, take a few breaths. And at some point, do it as fast as you can. So don't worry about it too much. Just back and forth really fast or as fast as you can. Let your shoulders rest as you do it. And you might hear a little gurgling kind of below, between your, that was not directed at anyone in particular, but between your lower ribs and your belly button in that area, if you hear a little gurgling or feel something that's like, I don't know how to describe it, that's the area of your diaphragm. And most people never have a sense of their diaphragm, but if you're feeling something there or hearing something there, you might kind of tune in and think about that large dome-shaped muscle that's underneath your lungs. It could be that that's what you're sensing. So let that go and let your legs be long. And just breathe normally for a few moments. Enjoying the way the movement just takes care of itself. And then remembering that there's an option to keep the movement really light and less than what you can do that seesawing on your back with your legs long. So you take a breath in, hold it, and then back and forth. One time the chest big, one time the abdomen big. And let it go and rest. And if you're feeling anything in your upper ribs, your neck, your shoulders, that's an interesting piece to have, and you can always experiment with making the movement a little bit smaller to see if you can make it a little bit more happy for everybody. So we have these habits of how to manage movement that isn't familiar to us. And there are places that we all habitually engage to try to get us there. See if you can let go of that trying. Do a little less, take more breaks, and just let the system organize itself. Now, if you can do so comfortably, roll onto your front side and let your arms be long overhead. Feel free to use whatever you've brought with you to prop yourself up a little bit, if you need to do that. And then begin to do that same kind of breathing on your front side. So you take a breath in, and then one time your chest presses into the floor, your upper back goes toward the ceiling, and then the next time your belly goes into the floor and your lower back goes toward the ceiling. And you just seesaw back and forth between the big abdominal area and the big chest. And when you've done that a few times, just press your chest out with a lot of attention and see what part of your chest presses firmly first. Or you could think about it as which part of your chest gets to the mat first. So for almost everybody, it's not right in the middle. It's a little bit on one side or the other. And then once you've investigated that, do the same thing with your abdomen. So you make your abdomen big and check to see which side presses firmly first, or what side touches first. A little bit on the left or a little bit on the right. And then come back to the seesaw breathing, but do it in this way. When you expand your chest, let the left side press more clearly first. And then when you expand your abdomen, let your right side press more firmly first. And then take a few breaths, just easily allow yourself to breathe. You don't even have to take the breath, just let it happen. And then do it the other way. So you press the right side of your chest. When your chest expands, that the right side goes first. And when you expand your abdomen, the left side goes first. Thank you. And then let that go and go back to checking your first point of contact. Try your chest, just expand your chest and see where is the first point of contact? Has it moved? And of course, do the same thing with your belly. You expand your belly into the mat and see where's the first place that really comes into clear contact with the mat. And when you're done with that, roll onto your back and take a rest. Now you can enjoy not only the formation of your breathing and all the nice changes that have come from the movement, but you can also enjoy being on your back in a different way. And do a little bit of the seesaw breathing in this position. So you expand your belly in all directions, and then your belly sinks and your chest expands in all directions. Back and forth. The movements of breathing divorced from the actual action of breathing. And rest. Okay, roll onto your right side, and if it's comfortable for you to fold your right arm underneath your head, you can do that. And bend your knees, take your left hand, your top arm, and take it over the top of your head towards your right temple or right ear. So your left hand is towards your right ear, the down ear, the ear that's on the floor. There you go. So you're kind of encircling your head with your left arm, and lift your head up with your left arm. And once you have your head up off the ground and you feel the way your ribs are on each side, begin to do the seesaw breathing in this position. So you take a breath in and hold it and go back and forth. And notice how your left ribs have to expand because something has to open up and your right ribs are on the ground. And does your head move a little bit of the movement backwards maybe, just notice. And after you've done that a few times or whenever you're done with it, then roll onto your back and rest. Or stay on your side and rest. It's all okay. Roll onto your left side. Take your left arm underneath your head if that's comfortable for you. Take your right arm over the top of your left head. Make a little package of your left arm and your of your right arm and your head, sorry. So your right hand is on your left ear, your left temple. And lift your head up off the ground and begin to do the seesaw breathing with your head off the ground, noticing what's happening in your ribs along the upper side, along your right side. Gently, easily. So your right hand is across the top of your head to your left ear. The ear toward the ground. And when you're done with it, let it go and roll on your back and take a rest. And as your breathing forms, maybe revisit the areas of your ribs that were pressing the floor. And visit them one at a time. So you go to the left side and just feel what movement is there in your ribs now. And is it just in the part that was heaviest on the floor, or is there movement up underneath your armpit? Where is there movement of the ribs? In which direction is the movement? Is it straight out to the side, or is there a little bias going a little up or a little down? And check the other side. Now slowly come up to leaning on your forearms and hands. So your shoulders and head will be off the floor and your hands will be flat on the floor. That's right. So you're leaning on your forearms and your elbows. There you go. And then let your head hang down. And in this, so your chest, your chin goes towards your chest. And in this position, begin to do the seesaw breathing. Maybe once or twice. It doesn't have to be a big deal. So you're on your back, not your front. That's okay. That was an interesting variation. And then if you're comfortable with your head back, try it a couple times with your head hanging back. And then lie down and rest. It's so nice how the more you do this work, the more variations there are. So sometimes you come up with variations that are really interesting, but not part of any particular lesson. They're just interesting to you. It's a nice thing. Okay, so if you'd like to be done now, you're welcome to be done and to rest some more. And if you want to do a little more, come up onto your knees with your knees spread wide and the tops of your feet on the ground, so your toes are long. And put your forehead on the ground in front of you. Your butt's going to be in the air. Your palms are on either side of your head. And in this position, begin to do the seesaw breathing. And allow your spine to be long and your head to move. So now don't hold your breath. So you inhale and your chest expands. You exhale and your belly expands. And as you inhale and your chest expands, your body's going to move a little forward, so you'll come maybe just a touch more toward the top of your head. You can let your elbows be on the ground if that's more comfy. And as your belly gets big in the front, there's a kind of backward moving of your pelvis, and your head comes into the opposite kind of position. And rest whenever you want to. And when you come back to it, try it with one knee a little further forward than the other. Still have the tops of your toes, your toenails on the mat. Your toes are long. You feel this just, it's your the movement that you're making in your chest and your belly. Rocks yourself just a little bit back and forth. And try the other knee forward. Take a rest in between if you want to. And of course, it's really different in this position because now you're breathing apparatus is in a different relationship with gravity. So now you're having to lift things that you're not usually having to lift when you breathe. So just be patient with yourself, play with it a little, and then roll onto your back and take a rest. Notice how your head is positioned on the floor now. Maybe roll your head a little side to side. Let your head rest in the middle. And notice as you breathe, how much effort or work is involved when you're not intentionally doing anything. You feel the way you, when you inhale, your lungs expand up and down and side to side and front to back, just without any effort at all. And maybe now with the movements that you've done and the things that have been happening and your ribs, your back. Maybe now when you inhale very small, you can feel those upper ribs up by your collarbone kind of responding to the expansion of your lungs. The lungs are more narrow at the top, but there's still a possibility for the lungs to expand there and your ribs to move. Now come up to sitting. And if you can sit with your knees out to the side and the soles of your feet toward each other, that would be good. And if you can't, you find another kind of symmetrical way to sit. And take your hands to your back, to your lower ribs. So just around your waist. If you're not sure where your lower ribs are, just pick a place, imagine them there. And let your head hang down and begin to, so your lower ribs in the back, on the back, not in the front. So you want to find those floating ribs if possible. And then begin to do the seesaw breathing in this position. And of course, since your head is hanging down, your whole front is shortened and you don't have the possibilities there that you normally would. That's the whole point. Your lungs are broader at the bottom, and the most functional place to have a kind of expansion as you inhale is in those floating ribs at the very bottom, in the back. So just see if you can sense a little bit of movement there. Let it go. When you're done with it, roll on your back and rest. Slowly roll to your side and come up to sitting and up to standing.